You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm back at my first Trump rally since January 6, 2021, a day no one will ever forget, unless you're a Republican member of Congress.
Yes, Trump is gathering people once again, so I headed to my favorite Iowa State Capitol, where the crowd was ready to proclaim Trump won, and Trump won, and Trump won and rides a tank, and even though Trump won, they're hoping he runs again.
Hey, what better place to announce the candidacy than here in Hawkeye State?
Are we ready for this? I mean, the last guy hasn't even conceded yet.
Well, I mean, I have some choice words for especially our vice president, but I'm trying to be civil today, so.
My last Trump rally was January 6th. Have you seen any gallows go up anywhere?
Nope.
Do you think Mike Pence will show up here today, or does he not want to hang?
Oh, I think he would be afraid to show up here today.
Yeah, why is that?
Because he was a coward. He didn't do the right thing, that's why.
Or because these people tried to kill him.
Well, I don't think they would. I don't think they would try to kill him.
The MAGA faithful expressed their support for the former president in all the totally normal ways, with Confederate flags in Iowa and images of Trump on a velociraptor with a machine gun.
You know, people say, oh, Trump's there, that's a cult, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like cult is such a negative word. We are not a cult. We are a group of Americans that love our country and want it back.
Are there any old hits or things you hope he goes back to?
I feel like whatever he spews out of his mouth, I just love it. I just love...
You know, it doesn't matter what he says?
Yeah.
We're going to love it. We're going to love being here. We're going to love hearing what he has to say.
But this isn't a cult.
No, I don't think so.
Not a cult at all. It's not like they would rather almost piss themselves than miss a second of the Donald speech. But if they're already looking to Trump's yet-to-be-announced 2024 campaign, what are the big issues?
I really hope he gets to the topic of the border crisis.
That's one of the bigger things right now because that's completely being brushed under the rug.
And you're from Iowa?
I'm from Iowa, yeah.
So you worry about people coming from Minnesota?
Trump's potential campaign would also be about healing the broken nation caused by the current Biden administration.
I mean, obviously, this administration is doing all it can to pit each other against each other.
Yeah, every way, shape, and form, they've been trying to divide it.
Yeah, it's like this administration is giving the middle finger to half the country.
The whole country, if you ask me. Yeah.
And that's
the
just,
whole damn country.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wrong.
We shouldn't be giving the middle finger to half the country.
Right.
We should be loving one another and working together.
We should be. We should be working together.
Right.
It doesn't matter what your opinions are, we can still be civil to each other.
Exactly.
And still be this great country that we are supposed to be, or we were at one point in time.
Yeah, doing this is childish.
Yes.
I've had people stop talking to me for my views.
You should show respect.
Yes.
What's going on in your shirts?
I think they speak for themselves, do they not?
Why doesn't someone want to engage with that, am I right?
Exactly.
This is sort of like the Trump welcome sign, right?
Maybe the most surprising moment of the rally was when I ran into an old friend I thought I'd never see again.
Q's back! And there's Q shit everywhere!
Yes, the online conspiracy following a mysterious character known as Q was more popular than ever.
Is that a Q?
Yeah.
Are you a Q supporter?
Certainly.
Wasn't Q's whole thing that Trump would be reinstated as president?
He's never left. There's no doubt in my mind, 150,000%.
That he's still president of the United States? Really? Does he still hold the powers of the presidency?
Well, he's been flying around the world on Air Force One. It says something.
I thought Joe Biden's technically on Air Force One. No. So they're faking it?
Yeah, it's not even a presidency.
Who is running the government right now?
President Trump.
He's running the government.
And the military.
And he's running the military. So we should blame him for what happened in Afghanistan.
No.
But it's still his fault.
It's way beyond my...
understanding.
I don't...
Thank you for talking to me, George. Enjoy seeing current President Trump.
Thank you.
So Q is telling them that Trump is still the president, and also where to park their cars.
A lot of characters here today. We have a woman directing traffic wearing a QAnon shirt. I assume she's also inspecting cars for lizard people and make-believe pedophile rings.
And thanks to online bullshit, they have a very interesting take on who was behind the January 6th insurrection.
Oh, Antifa, like the corrupt FBI, basically rhinos, corrupt politicians, the deep state, all of that.
But I don't believe that it was people like me and people like you see over there in that crowd that did it.
Who was behind?
FBI, CIA, Antifa were used, other groups like that.
It seemed like a lot of them were going into the Capitol to attack Nancy Pelosi and perhaps hang.
Who?
What's that?
Who? Which one? The one with the bullhorns? He's not a Trump supporter. I don't care what his resume says. He's not a Trump supporter. In fact, do you remember the picture of the plane in Afghanistan with all the people running next to it? That was a balloon plane. If you look at the pictures of the real plane, there's pieces that are missing from the real plane to that plane.
So you're saying there's a conspiracy around the Afghanistan withdrawal?
No, I'm saying that there was one guy there who ran. It's the only guy who turned to the camera and waved his hands. Do y'all remember that? Everybody remember that? He's the guy with the horns on his hat.
He was in Afghanistan.
Yes, go look at the pictures.
I think he's in jail right now.
No, that's what they tell. Who's gonna?
Are we gonna find pictures of like the horn guy in like the background of old Civil War photos or in paintings of the Revolutionary War?
I'm just telling you, the picture looks just like it.
Can America's centuries-old democracy survive the 2024 campaign? Maybe this guy knows.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.